Hey, what's up, guys? Jack from Jaggy Sports here. Let's talk about Draymond Green. Great Draymond Green, you know, he played pretty good against the Lakers. Warriors, the way that they're turning it up now, they have a good chance of making it into the playoffs and beating whoever they play in the play-in tournament. Now, you know, the Lakers weren't healthy, obviously, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like Draymond Green. Now, are you going to cost the Warriors a series and get them out of the playoffs? The way you're playing now is awesome, but you still have that chip on your shoulder. You still have that ego, and you still are, you know, playing loose and accidentally, like, you know, doing some sort of movements where it hits people in the groin. You saw what he did to Miami Heat player. I can't remember who it was, and he almost pinned him down and whatnot, grabbing his throat. At the end of the day, you know, Klay Thompson, Chris Paul, and a bunch of others, Andrew Wiggins, whatnot, Jonathan Kuminga, they all are going to do what they're going to do, right? They are all going to play well. But when Draymond Green gets out there, I know, obviously said in the podcast, Klay Thompson was like, oh man, he did it again, right? Like, damn, right? You can't continue with a win without Draymond Green. That's what he's saying. And, you know, will Draymond Green cost another series for the Warriors? The way he's playing now, right? Like, he played pretty good, but there's instances where he plays uncontrollably, and that could cost the Warriors. So can he clean up his act? Can he actually do something that's beneficial for the Warriors, right? And not becoming a liability for the Warriors on the court. What he brings to the Warriors when he plays good is unbelievable. When they're all on the same team and they're all playing together, that's phenomenal, right? But that's the question. When they're all playing together. If Draymond Green messes up and he gets ejected, they're not all playing together, and the chances of the Warriors losing without Draymond Green are pretty high, right? They cannot do it without Draymond Green. Everybody knows that. They're like, you know, they have to have him. They have to have Draymond Green to win. And can he keep his composure this playoff season? Because right now, you know, he's playing pretty well. Steph is, Klay is, the whole team is playing pretty well. But, you know, that's just saying right now. If something happens in the playoffs where he stomps on somebody's chest or he grabs somebody's throat or he, like, knock somebody out or something like that, what he did to Nurkic, if that happens, it's game over. It's game over for the Warriors. It's game over for Draymond Green. It's game over for their chances of winning a chip. And God knows it's over for Chris Paul's chances of winning a chip this year. So what are the chances Draymond Green's going to do? Like, what are the chances that he's going to mess up and cost the Warriors a title? So I'll leave it to you guys. Leave a comment in the comment section. As always, Jag from Jaggy Sports.